Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening. Greetings in Jesus' name. All right. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we go into your word this evening, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to be with us, to give us the guidance, the understanding, Father, that we need, so that we can gain knowledge and wisdom, Father, of this your word, to be better equipped to help others that are in need, Father. Now, Father, as we get into this evening, and as we are preparing now, Father, for communion, we ask if there is anything within us that is not pleasing unto you. Father, we ask for your forgiveness, the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus, Father. So that we can take this communion in truth, in sincerity. Now, Father, be with us throughout communion. And Father, as the Lord tells us here in the scripture, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And said, take heed. Eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And we know, Father, that we never want to forget that broken body, those strips of flesh that had been torn from him. And he took them all Father, upon that body that brought us healing. Now, Father, let us take of that bread now. And after the same manner also, he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And let us remember those 7 wounds on his body that the blood poured through covers us in our sins, Father, to make us clean so that we can also enter into thy kingdom and we can become thy children. So let us now drink of this cup, Father. All right, now, your toes is for as often as you eat this bread, drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. And may the Lord have mercy upon us all and show us his great love that he had for you and I from each other. All of this upon himself. And once again, we give thanks, praise, honor, and glory unto that precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. We had ended this morning with chapter 10. We've been through it. So now we'll be picking up here with chapter 11. And we'll see where the Lord takes us this evening. All right, verse 1. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the 2 olive trees and the 2 candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devour their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over the waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as often as they will. 7. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. 9. And they of the people and kindred and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. 12. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. In the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the 10th part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. And the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sit before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and has reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. We have now come to the end of chapter 11, and we are going to be going on into chapter 12. Now, chapter 12, verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in pain in birth, in pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. 5. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times and a half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus the Christ. And once again, we have come now to the end of that chapter, chapter 12. And we will be going in here to chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. They worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. 6, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns, like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 300 or 600, 66. 666 is the number. We're going to stop here. I'm not going into 14. And I want you to stop and think about what we've read, especially here in 13. There's a lot there for you and I to remember and to come to an understanding of just what it is telling us in these last days as we live. In the days in which you and I are living right now. And we need to get ourselves straight, get ourselves right. And let's be right as the children of God and true members of His church, and not just playing church, like a lot are doing in this day and time. Church and playing at being the children of God, when they're really sitting there in a lot of these places as hypocrites. And that's exactly what the world calls. That's not what I call them, that's what the world calls. Now, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word this evening, I thank you for the word, but I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that opens our hearts and minds, Father, that gives us a greater understanding than we could ever have of our own. And Father, we know you love us. And Father, we love you. We love the Lord Jesus Christ. We love the Holy Spirit. Because they all first loved us. Now, Father, we pray for Israel, Jerusalem, to have peace. But most of all, Father, for them to put their faith and their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. In this land of ours, Father, it's filled with so much evil. I'm praying, Father, that those in our high offices that are filled with evil and brought evil upon this land and its people be replaced, Father, and replaced with those that walk in righteousness, that serve you, that loves the Lord, loves your church and your people in this country, and will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray for the saints. Wherever they are, we know, Father, that they're in a lot of different places throughout the world. For them, we pray that the Holy Spirit will keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs. And now, Father, for my prayer list, for Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy and Tom and Jacob, Bobby and Millie, for Sue Branson, for Debbie and Jonathan and Darren, for Courtney and Shane, for James Taylor, Father, for my wife and myself, and all of our families, our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. Because we all have family members, Father, who are walking in darkness, not in light. May the Holy Spirit work with them and help us to work with them and to bring them out of darkness into the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, watch over us through the night as we take our rest this evening and lay down tonight. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And Father, always hold us on the steady pathway of righteousness. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Have a good one. And I pray to see you with me in the morning, back into his word. Good night.